You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was the ska-tastic grooves of Scotty's Scenic Drive, Canada's longest-running ska program. And now you're locked into the barn burner. I'm your host, Bobby the Badger Ferris, bringing you the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. I don't know how I was blessed with a Friday afternoon time slot. I guess the rock and roll gods deemed it appropriate. But I do get so friggin' excited to bring you the greasiest rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. And so come up and visit. We are at the top of the sub-building on UBC campus. What do you think when you hear someone mention Providence, Rhode Island?
Is it Peter Griffin?
Well, actually, he's from Quahog. Or a Quahog, I should say. Maybe the Providence Bruins farm team for the Big Bad Bruins of Boston. We'll be playing my Flyers tomorrow in an Eastern Conference series. Maybe it's the Talking Heads because they got their start in Rhode Island, David Byrne and company. Or maybe you think about this man. John Joseph Macaulay III goes under the moniker of Deer Tick. And actually, I think his band goes under that moniker as well. 2 weeks ago, I gave away tickets to go see him at him and his band at the Biltmore. I've heard Deer Tick described as closely aligned with Richie Valens, Graham Parsons, and Axl Rose. And actually all usually in the same sentence. So here's Deer Tick with Straight Into a Storm to kick off the barn burner, only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. another day, but she knows I will anyway. Yeah, she knows I will anyway. Never gonna tell another lie. No, I'm never gonna tell another lie. But she knows I will by and by. Yeah, she knows I will by and by.
Jack Burton always says at a time like this.
Who?
Jack Burton. Me. Old Jack always says, what the hell?
It looks like it's gonna be just me and Getty Lee tonight. Sweet boy, whoa, oh, sweet boy, hey, I wonder where I'll be when the sun comes shining. Heavy metal rednecks and their frizzy blonde hair.
time up everywhere. Said to bring in some cold beer and a fresh clean shirt. Said he was already broke, but he just had got paid. We spent the rest of the night singing by his mama's grave.
That was the Gores with Shreveport off their latest called Haymaker. You don't hear a lot of honky-tonk bands name-dropping Geddy Lee from Rush, but they do. Listening to that track is kind of like listening to a dirty joke from your drunk uncle. You can kind of make out dirty lyrics, but you're not quite sure. Before that, we had Roots Rock, Stalwarts, The Bottle Rockets with Shame on Me from their new album Lean Forward. Let's keep things smelling of moonshine. I think that's a good idea for this Friday. Here's a Spider Bags from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. This one's called It Always Loved to Happen. And you're locked into the barn burner. Turn it up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. CITR 101.9 FM is a proud sponsor of the Persistence of Vision Film Festival, an annual event showcasing short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students of the film production program at UBC. From dramas and comedies to horror, this year's festival promises to entertain. The festival runs from April 30th to May 1st at the Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver. Tickets are $10 and are available at BizBooks, Limelight Video, Videomatica, and on the UBC campus at the Film Building. For more information, visit povfilmfestival.com.
Yeah.
Sorry about all the cuss words, Mom. That was the latest from Titus Andronicus' new album, The Monitor. That track was called The Theme from Cheers. Dan McGee from the Spiderbags actually guests on backup vocals. Well, I should say co-lead vocals on that track. So yeah, members of the Spiderbags actually played on that album, as did members from Deer Tick. Do you have any requests? Call me at 604-UBC-CITR. That is 604-822-2487. I'd love to have a chat. But right now, follow me down to the junkyard. This next act was recorded on Matador Records in the mid-90s, one of my personal favorites. This is Railroad Jerk with Bang the Drum. You are tuned into the Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. but you got no soul, come on!
Has a band ever broken your heart? Because that band actually broke my heart. The Riverboat Gamblers, at the start of last decade, had an album called Something to Crow About, and it was one of the best rock and roll records that I had heard in a long time. Then they moved over to Volcom Records, and they started putting out crap and sounding like, I don't know, Sum 41, Blink 182. No offense. But they just started sounding overproduced, and I've heard from friends that they're still pretty killer live, and I actually did see them open up for Against Me, and their lead guy was hanging off the rafters, and he was fantastic. But, yeah, they're just not making records like they used to. But if you get a chance, pick up the Riverboat Gamblers' first two albums, especially Something to Crow About. I have it on Cherry Red Vinyl. It's amazing. All right, what's coming up on the old Vancouver events tonight? Well, Japandroids are playing the Lifetime Space on the corner of 5th and Manitoba. Go check that out. Should be a hell of a show. Red Sparrow and Caspian are playing at the Biltmore. Tomorrow, Saturday night, the Shearing Pinks and New Sensei are playing Licks. And you can catch Vancouver's own Lady Hawk at the Rickshaw. So you should definitely go check that out. Support some live music. And let's see, what do we got on deck? Band from Austin, Texas called The Strange Boys. They're on In the Red Records. There's very few bands in this new garage age that kind of capture the spirit of the first wave of garage rock in the mid to late 60s, but I think these fellas do. This is from their new album, Be Brave. The name of the track is called Da Da. You are listening to The Barn Burner. I am Bobby the Badger Ferris, coming at you every Friday, 1 till 2 p.m., let's rock and roll. We'll be right back.
prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Shape. feel like you just have struggled for nothing. It makes him mad and he's starting to shout. He's turning red and you know he ain't blushing. Baby, lightning, 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 come on, turn it out, watch out. Got your mind in the gutter. Your lips on the glass, feeling tight and he's starting to stutter. If you free your mind, then he'll follow that ass. Smiling special at all of the DJs and all those records they spin. Looking over shoulders just to see what the list says. Don't worry, baby, lightning gonna let you in. Oh, it's such a sin, my darling. He keeps the newsman at bay. They think he's so exciting. Need 3D glasses just to see what he'll say. He's got a bag, a bag of distractions, and a record you're on. And now sugar was all the attraction. Baby, lightning, 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 gonna turn you on, watch out.
A band formerly known as American Death Ray Music, or American Death Ray, and now they're called Vive l'American Death Ray Music. That's their latest incarnation. And that track was Baby Lightning from the album Smash Radio Hits from the year 2002. Before that, we had a man who does not need any mention. Further mentioning, he is a legend in his own right, Doug Salm, with the band Sir Douglas Quintet, with Baby It Just Don't Matter. Up next, we actually have the bass player from American Death Ray. He is from Memphis, Tennessee. His name is Harlan T. Bobo, and he's put out three fantastic solo records. This one, this latest solo record, is called Sucker, and the track you're going to hear is called Selfish Life. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you want to make a request, the number is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And again, this is Harlan T. Bobo from the album Sucker.
About the state of my soul. The weird state of you and me never settled down before. Afraid this time I've gone too far, there's no coming back. Afraid of dying all alone, never known, never grown, never known is holding me back. I'm calling to tell you I'm crazy with loneliness, dear. My heart is in the kitchen, my body's left freezing in the snow. When spring comes, thaw, come the call, you won't be home. Summertime, I sweat and drink, dance loose in the crowd. You're the fall, fall upon the leaves, begging you to please, 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 won't you let me out? I'm calling to tell you I'm crazy with loneliness, dear. I can't stand to live in the world. I can't live in this world anymore. Shadows on the wall. I close my eyes and pray for dreams for better times. Images of you and me, crystalline kisses in the hall. Images on me, fact is I'm crazy, untruthful in matters of love. I'm going lazy, too private, too stupid to let love get hold of me now. I'm calling to tell you I'm crazy with loneliness, dear. I can't stand to live in the world. I can't live in this world. I can't stand to live in this world anymore.
That was Bloodshot Bill off his new Get High Tonight album. Off the Transistor 66 label out of Winnipeg, that track was called Leave Me Alone. And before that, we had the 2220s with Devil Inside of Me. Now, I know I was talking to you earlier about bands that break your heart. Well, the 2220s are kind of that band as well. In the early 2000s, they put out a fantastic neo-garagey blues album. And I just kept expecting more to come from them. And then a couple weeks ago online, I heard a single that they did independently a lot more recently. And it kind of morphed into something that was like really bad Britpop, like Oasis Light or something. It was kind of disappointing. So I really hope that those boys get their act together and bring the stomp again. Let's bring things back to the rock and roll, shall we? This one is from their Scream Dracula Scream album, one of my personal favorite Rock from the Crypt tracks. This is Ball Lightning. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Stay tuned. Radio Zero with Tyler Fedchuk and co. should be coming up next. And I am with you for another 10 minutes, so let's rock and roll!
I know you. playing smart out there tonight. I want to see a lot of work from you guys. Put your heads on the ice out there. What do you got there, dirty? We all know how to play hockey. Just play it smart.
That's right.
Get up there and stick 'em.
Fuck 'em, Christ, pop 'em.
Sure, let's go.
Come on.
Go. Come on.
Let's go now.
We need this win, you know. We got a lot of losses to.
Yeah, we got a lot of losses.
That's what we're here for, guys, to win. Play heads up out there. I mean, let's be smart. Man for man, we're better than any fucking club in the league. And
let's put our minds to it.
We're number one.
We're number one.
Come on, Braden, our line star.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Fucking embarrassing.
We'll be right back.
a shot of guitar fireworks for you, courtesy of TK Webb from Lawrence, Missouri. That was from his 2008 album, Ancestor. The track there was Teen Is Still Shaking. And before that was my tribute to the 2010 NHL playoffs, some Hanson Brothers with Paul Newman. I've had a blast today. I am going to leave you with a band from Vancouver who likes to throw down with a little bit of guitar and rock and roll as well. This is Vancouver's very own Miko. Or sorry, not Miko. Freudian slip there. There is a member of Miko who is now playing for Mint for this band. This band is actually Minto by way of New Brunswick. Johnny Stewart, who used to play for Miko, now plays bass for these fellas. So yes, this is Minto. You have been listening to The Barn Burner. I am Bobby the Badger Ferris. I'll see you next week.
Take everything.